A family is really where the soul is equipped. It's where it gets ready for life. Right, Josh?
Absolutely.
And don't you think grandparents have an assignment in that?
They absolutely do.
Explain why you believe that.
Well, we see that in Scripture, and it's not something I think that's been well recognized or appreciated, both in society and in the church today. And when we look into Scripture, we see that grandparents are given that role in Psalm 78 of teaching and telling. They have a dual T role, double T, T and T. Telling, I look at more as a testimony piece.
That's the testimony of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
That's telling the stories.
Tell of the work of the Lord, the glory he has done in your life as a grandparent.
Right.
Every grandparent has that who is a follower of Jesus Christ. And teaching really looks at the words of the Lord, his commands. And this, obviously, you could run that through to the New Testament, through the Great Commission, and teach them to obey all I have commanded you to do. But we see in Psalm 78 here, it's a historical psalm written by Asaph, and really it's a big warning on what will happen if grandparents and parents do not do that. And so we have a really good, we don't really have formulas in Scripture, but if we could say here is the closest thing that we can aim towards as grandparents to see that our adult children and grandchildren are walking with the Lord, I'd point to Psalm 78 as one of those key texts.